The dictionary definition of anxiety is a feeling of worry, nervousness, or unease about something with an uncertain outcome. And I quite like that. It's very simple and easy to understand, and I like things that are simple and easy to understand. We experience anxiety when we are facing a stressful situation that has an uncertain outcome. We can't control the outcome. We're not 100% sure what is going to happen. Now, the key point is that anxiety is completely normal and is experienced by pretty much everyone. Anxiety has a purpose. It can enhance our senses to help us prepare for a stressful event. It can improve our performance a little bit. So it's good that you have some anxiety. However, too much anxiety can have a negative impact on our lives and our mental well-being. And when this happens, we need support and we need to learn how to manage our anxiety so it doesn't have such a bad impact on our lives. How can you tell when normal anxiety becomes a problem and it's a disorder potentially? Well, normal manageable anxiety is generally related to a specific situation or problem and will only last as long as the problem. So when I go to speak at a conference, I have anxiety, I've spoken, it's over. Great. The anxiety is proportional to the problem and realistic. And when I say realistic, I'm not going to if I don't do well at this conference, then my whole life will be over. That's not realistic. Anxiety is a problem if it arises for no apparent reason and it lasts longer than the event. It's a problem if it means you avoid things. It could be a problem if you have excessive physical reactions. It could be a problem if you develop compulsions or routines to try and stop the anxiety. Watch my recording on safety behaviours. Watch my recording on how your mental health affects you physically. Basically, it stops you living the life you want. Common indicators of anxiety are panic, fear, uneasiness, doom or danger, sleep problems. You're not able to stay calm and still. You're sort of hypervigilant. Again, physical reactions, cold, ice cold feeling. I've had that where it just seems to like run from your feet all the way to the top of your body. And then you can be sweaty or tingling hands and feet. Hyperventilation, okay, shortness of breath. Heart palpitations, you feel like your heart is just going to bump out of your chest. Dry mouth, nausea, tense muscles, dizziness. And like I said, there are reasons you have these physical symptoms. So watch and listen to the recording of how your mental health affects you physically. Now, there are a range of factors involved in having anxiety. But there are people who are at a higher statistical risk. Now, note I've said statistical risk, which doesn't mean it's definitely going to happen. Some anxiety orders are considered to be genetic as they run in families. There is research that identified certain chromosomal characteristics and genes that are linked to phobia and panic. But again, genetics are greatly influenced by the environment you grow up in. So if you grow up in a family that is very anxious, you're going to learn those behaviours. The environment we live in, what is around us, has a big impact on our risk for developing an anxiety disorder. We know that things like childhood sexual abuse, emotional, physical and sexual abuse or neglect is linked to anxiety disorders later in life. Negative life events, things that make you feel unsafe or are a big deal, stressful events, losing a parent, they increase your risk for anxiety disorder. Living through or witnessing traumatic events or continuous traumatic events, such as the emergency services, increases your risk of an anxiety disorder, especially PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And the effect of trauma on our mental health is cumulative. So each incident adds on to the top one, you know. Drug withdrawal or misuse can cause anxiety disorders, okay? Anxiety disorder is common with alcohol and substance abuse. There are some medical conditions, some heart, lung and thyroid conditions that can make anxiety symptoms worse. Severe illness or chronic health can cause anxiety, obviously, because it's a trauma. Constant worrying about your health or the health of a loved one is very, very common. If you have a history of mental disorders such as depression, you're also more likely to develop an anxiety disorder. So even if you haven't experienced those and you're like, I've still got anxiety, why? That's because our personality characteristics can also be a risk factor. If you were shy as a child and you continually withdrew from unfamiliar people and places during childhood, that's linked to social anxiety in teenagers and adults. Low self-esteem, negative perceptions about yourself, negative beliefs about yourself, beliefs that you're not good enough, can lead to unmanageable anxiety. Now, there are several official types of anxiety, but I'm not talking about that here because I want to help you understand anxiety generally. In the UK, in 2020 to 2021, 24% of people reported having high anxiety. We know that women are statistically twice as likely to be diagnosed with anxiety. And the age group experienced the highest levels of anxiety are 15 to 19 years. But it is estimated that 4% of 5 to 10-year-olds have an anxiety disorder. It starts young. Now, in terms of treating anxiety, there are a variety of treatments, and some of them are called evidence-based. Now, evidence-based treatments means that they've rigorously evaluated them, and they've been shown to make a positive, significant difference. So what are they? Well, self-help resources like Balanced People can be really helpful. Talking therapies, which include counselling, face-to-face CBT, cognitive behaviour therapy, and psychotherapy have also proven successful for anxiety. There's also medication that can help you manage your symptoms, perhaps while undertaking another form of therapy. Antidepressants, beta blockers, which block the stress chemicals, tranquilizers are all types of medication that can be used for anxiety disorders. Now, look, medication is very unlikely to be used on children and do require supervision from a mental health specialist. As with everything for your mental health and well-being, different things work for different people's. And sometimes you may have to try a few therapies or a few self-help things before finding the one that works for you. Recovery is a journey and not immediate. Remember, you've been sort of practicing those thoughts, those anxious thoughts have become established in your brain pathways like they do in a forest. The ones that people use become more well-worn and easy to go down. And what you're doing is developing a new pathway. So practice is important. And the more you practice, the more it becomes established and believable. Use the activity that comes with this recording to think about your anxiety and actually how much it is affecting your life. You may decide that, do you know, actually my anxiety is normal and it doesn't have a detrimental impact in my life, so I'm going to embrace it as a good thing. Or you may decide that, yeah, actually it is having a negative impact on my life and I need to take some action to support it. There are a whole other range of recordings and resources in Balanced People to help you with the next steps if you decide to take some. Thank you for listening, and as always, you're amazing.